These parshiyos are full of a phenomenon that our avos and imos couldn't have children. Says Reb Tzadik HaKohen, Divrei Seifrim Ois Tezayin. The reason for it, says Rabbi Tzadok, is to teach us for one lesson. And that is that a couple and every Jewish person can never give up hope. Let me read you Dvar Vakdoshim. Ein li Yehudi li Yisyayish mishum davar. A Jew should never give hope on any matter. Bein binyane aguf, whether it relates to one's health, afilu cherev chadal tzavaroi, even if there's a sword on one's neck, bein binyane anefesh, or when it comes to issues of ruchnius, afilu nishtaka lemakom shenishtakeya v'cheid she'amru chazal she'ein shuva moelas. Even if a person's fallen to a place that at first glance it would seem that even tshuva doesn't work for those averos. O sheroa atzmo mishtakeya v'olech binyane olam hazeh. Or he finds himself entrenched in the world of materialism. Al yisyayish ba'atzmoy loymer shlo yichor lefresh oid. Never say to himself he can never pull himself out. Ki ein klal eitzel ish Yehudi yeyush. Because there's no concept of giving up hope for a Jew. V'chol binyan uma yisraelis haya achar yeyush gomer davram v'sara. And we began with the moments in which Avram and Sarah had almost entirely given up hope. Says the Yid HaKadosh, the Rebbe of the Kotzker, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Adono oshis eitzos binafshi yogin belivavi yoimam. The simple reading of the Pasuk is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech is calling out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am so full of ways of plotting to survive from all my enemies. I'm worried the entire day. Says the Yid HaKadosh, a beautiful Hasidah should take on the Pasuk. Ad ono oshis atzos binafshi. As long as a person is full with Aitzas HaNefesh, he's plotting, he thinks he has the answers and all the solutions. Then you're going to believe Bilvavi Yoimam. That individual will constantly be full with worry and he'll never see the Yeshua. In other words, sometimes a person has to say, wait a second. I'm not Miyayesh, but I have no idea how the Yeshua is going to come. Mefarshim say that's the pshat, and we say in Shmona Esrei, Semach David Avdecha Meheiros Atzmiach. Geula is described as the way in which a tree sprouts. You have a seed, and first the seed decays. There has to be a moment in which everything looks entirely dark before there's a Yeshua. And that, Rabbi Tzadok says, is the motif of the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon is one of the fantastic Rishonim. Amazing story, a beautiful story, Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon quotes from his period of time. This is over 1,000 years ago. There's once this wealthy individual who was looking to help a poor person out, but a poor person who really, really, really needed it. Now sometimes we fool ourselves and we say, well, we're not going to give it to him because he really doesn't need it. So this rich fellow, the same thing. He said, I'm looking for someone, I'm going to give him $50,000, but he needs to really, really need it. So he meets one fellow who looks like he's really desolate, and he comes over to him and he says, tell me, what's your story? Do you have a job? He says, I don't have a job, but I am able to flip burgers for an hour a week. He says, nice to meet you. This guy's got a way out. He meets somebody else. He asks him what's going on again. He has some type of job. He'll be able to pull himself out. He doesn't really, really, really need it. He meets somebody, homeless, has absolutely nothing, no prospects of a job. And the usher is about to pull out all these gold coins and give it to him. And he says, so you've given up hope. And the poor person looks at him, Yeyush? A Jew to be miyayish? Never! 15 years later, that wealthy person has fallen to bankruptcy. He goes into court, and the judge looks at him and he says, "Do you remember me?" He says, "No." He says, "I was that poor person. I was that poor person that said to you, Yeush never." This is Rabbeinu Nisim Gon is quoted in Sifrei Chassidus. If you believe Sifrei Chassidus, it quoted in the name of Rav Nisim Gon. This amazing, amazing story. And the Yisod, therefore, is as long as our heart is beating, that means that there's absolutely no place for Yeush. I've mentioned to the Talmidim in the past, there was once a fellow who bought a parrot from sailors, and sailors curse. And the parrot was cursing. So the fellow said, "If you're going to keep on cursing, I'm going to put you into the freezer." He curses again. He puts him into the freezer. Takes the parrot out after 10 seconds. Says, "Burr, it's freezing inside. I won't do it again, but just tell me, what did the chicken do?" Until a person reaches that place that they're the chicken, Rav Tzadok HaKohen tells us, there's absolutely no place for Yeush. And that's Binyan Am Yisrael. That's how Klal Yisrael is built. Klal Yisrael is built on this notion that we don't have all the Eitzos, we don't have all the suggestions, but at the end of the day, we realize that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu particularly is Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, particularly at the times that it seems the most dark. I'll never forget, I was 10 months married, my wife and I have to make the story short. My wife and I were found out that we had a job in Manhattan. I thought I was going to learn for a year and then go to graduate school and become a psychologist. I joke I became a psychologist anyhow. But we found a job that I thought I'd be able to be zochet to learn for one more year in Manhattan. The organization that we were working for wasn't such an organized organization. And when we moved to Manhattan with all of our stuff in the back of the truck, they called us up and they said, "We have absolutely no apartment for you." And they moved us into a storage room. At that moment, I was sitting with my bride on this moving truck, and I have no idea where we're going to be sleeping that night. I could tell you that that's a moment where the Zera, the Garin, begins to rot. You have no idea. Who did they move us in next to? The person who gave me my first job as a Rebbe in Yeshiva. I got to know him. He got to know me. We became close friends. I thought that I was going to find an apartment where I'd be able to stay for one more year to be able to learn. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being matzmeach something much greater than I thought. Hence, there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make it black, because at the end of the day, you don't know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans for you. So many beautiful things that He plans for you that you never dreamed of. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let you, ad ono oshis atzos nafshi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let you come up with your own atzos, then at that moment, then the Yeshua can't come. Zakti yid HaKadosh, ad ono oshis atzos nafshi. Sometimes you have to realize that it's not your own atzos. But Rabbosai, this is not only about Ashkocha Pratis. This is not only about Binyan Am Yisrael. It's about us and our relationship with Kudsh Brich Hu. The Avrechim here probably know one of the most awesome letters that was written in the last 100 years was a letter written by Rav Huttner to a Talmud. And it was a Talmud who describes to Rav Huttner that he's having Yeridos and Nefilos. And Rav Huttner answers the Talmud in his letter in an absolutely dazzling fashion. And he says to him the following, "Da lecha chavivi, sheshoyresh nishmascha hu lo hashalva leyetzer hatov. Our goal in this world is not one in which we succeed always against the Yetzer HaTov. El adafka melchamto shal Yetzer HaTov. It's specifically the melchama of the Yetzer HaTov. Bivadai shehincha nichshol v'omei lios. Aval ani maftiach lecha shela'achar hefsid kol ha'marachos teitzei min al melchama." Says Rav Huttner, this moment, You are growing. This is the pinnacle of your growth. And Rav Utner says, it pains me so much that when people talk about the Chavetz Chaim, they talk about the Chavetz Chaim's pristine tzidkus. Why don't they talk about all the struggles of the Chavetz Chaim? He says as follows. He says that the letter that you wrote to me, I opened it up and I was hoping to get a good letter from you. But the letter that I received is not a letter that's tov, but it's a letter that's tov ma'od. Because the fact that you're struggling and you're falling and your desire to pick up, that is a tafkid ha'adam. That's what Rabbi Tzadok is saying, that there's no place for yeyush. The point in which a person is growing is particularly the moment in which he falls. If there's a shifa to pick himself up, if there's that desire, then this letter is a letter that's tov ma'od. Everybody has to read this letter of Rav Utner. Says the Stipler, the pasuk in Hosea Perek Beis, a beautiful pasuk. A pasuk that's well known in the world as one of comfort of Klal Yisrael. V'haya b'makom asher yomar lehem lo ami atem. There will be a time when the world, the Christian world, has said that God has disowned us, lo ami atem, that we're not the people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ye omer lohem b'nei kel chai. They will one day say that they are the children of kel chai. Very simple and beautiful pasuk. But the Stipler asks, there is a word here that doesn't make sense. It shouldn't say v'haya b'makom. It should say v'haya tachas. The Stipler in Bamidbar, the pasuk should say, and in the place that they will call you lo b'nei atem, they will call you b'nei kel chai. Why the word makom? Says the Stipler, when Klal Yisrael was in that makom, that place of lo b'nei atem, that was where the Yeshua started to be b'nei kel chai. It's the moment in which a person falls and a person feels that richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's not only what we think is what's best for us. Adon Oshis Atzis Nafshi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it look dark that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Matzmiach Yeshua. It's not only about the building of Am Yisrael, it's about the way you and I grow. If I can ask you, Rav Yaakov, to pass that sefer, the Shkoyach. I recommend to all the Talmidim this sefer. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kom. It's one of the most important svarim that have been written. We spoke about the most important letter that was written in the last 100 years, is one of the most important svarim that have been written in the last 20, 25 years. So Mashkiach here who lives in Yerushalayim, and he asks, the pasuk in Mishlei Chav Dalet says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. It doesn't say, HaTzadik Sheva Yipol. A tzadik falls 7 times. It says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik. A tzadik falls 7 times. V'kam, and he gets up. Should say Atzadik Sheva Yipol. And the answer is, he describes so beautifully, that at the moment of Nefila, at that moment he's still a tzadik. Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Sometimes the Nefila has to happen for a person to really grow. Don't jinx me, but Bli Ayin Hara, I tried for a few times to do the Daf Yomi. And I failed once. And I failed twice. Bli Ayin Hara, I'm now in my 6th year. And I looked at it once upon a time. I tried once and I failed. I tried twice and I failed. I tried 3 times and I failed. Now I realize, no. The first time was a step. Second time was a step. It wasn't a failure. It was a step. The third time was another step. All of those steps are Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam and applies in so many things. And hence the Pasuk does not say HaTzadik Sheva Yipol, the Tzadik falls 7 times. But Sheva Yipol Tzadik, he's a Tzadik when he's down there V'kam and he picks himself up. And that's built, Rabbi Tzadok says, into our DNA. Into our DNA, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is put into the Binyan Am Yisrael that there's absolutely no place for Yeyush. And that means something very powerful. Here's the concluding Musar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, in Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam, Ad Ono Oshis Atzus Nafshi. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us? That if we don't become excellent, and I'm choosing my words carefully, excellent, we might not be the biggest masmid in the world, we might not be the biggest baki in Shas, and we might not be the biggest lamdin. But if we don't become excellent in Torah, and Talmud Torah, Midos, and Yerushamayim, excellent, then there's only one reason. Only one reason, and that is Yeyush. that a person gave up too early. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to stand up, to be able to realize that we don't always have the eitzos, but inside of us there's a seed that is growing, and inside of Am Yisrael during these painful times as well, there's a seed of geula that's growing, and in the chashchus, in the darkness, Kadosh Baruch Hu is matzmiach Yeshua. Be'ezer Hashem, we should see that Yeshua quickly.